Thank you. The call is now being recorded. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Sam. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the IRCPC call on the 17th of July 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Volker Greimann, Dennis Boydell, Chris Chaplow, and Roy Dykes. From staff, we have Marika Koenig, Larry Cobb, and myself, Natalie Perlvin. We have apologies from Abby Doria, Barbara Knight, Michaela Nalin, Rob Golding, Alain Beranger, Matt Serlin, Phil Corwin, Kevin Erdman, and Andy Graves. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie, and good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the PDP Working Call for IRTPC for July 17th. As we were discussing prior to the start of the recording, we have a number of apologies today and a very small group of participants. So what we have determined, what we've decided to do is have an abbreviated session of our PDP working group today where we just review the work plan and then we will adjourn. So items number four, which is the bulk of the meeting, will not be tabled today. So with that, can I just ask if anyone has any updates or changes to their statements of interest?
Oh, this is Mikey.
Yes, Mikey, go ahead.
I can't remember if I did this on this one or not. I have those four exactmatch.com strings. Did I announce that on IRTP or not?
You did announce that in our session last week.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, so but thanks for the reminder. I think we're good there, and we had some other folks make some minor changes as well. With that, we'll just continue forward here with item number three, which is just to take a look at the work plan between now and Toronto. And I think when we last left our heroes, we were taking a look beginning, I think, on the third page? Beginning on the third page, where it starts to look at mid-July, and really focusing on the block of meetings between the close of the public comment period, which is July 25th, and publication of the final report. That's the block of sessions on the calendar that we're looking at. So, yes, and Marika has pointed out in the chat that July 24th is listed twice. Too bad. I thought we had all this extra time, but apparently one of the meetings is counted twice, so we'll have to scratch that. I think that this is, and I appreciate our discussion on this last week. We spent a significant amount of time going over this calendar, and I also appreciate Marika and staff making the necessary edits. So the question to the group is, does anyone have any concerns or comments regarding the markup on this work calendar? Do we think that this is a good point to proceed? Do we believe perhaps maybe we ought to put a checkpoint in the along the road here, maybe in like early September to see how we're doing? Thoughts? Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to provide a little bit of explanation on how I divided up, I basically tried to divide the time a little between review of the comments that we received as part of the public comment forum, as well as the meeting in Prague, trying to build in some time to start or continue deliberations on the open issues that were identified in the initial report, and then a slot of meetings looking at reviewing the draft final report. And again, of course, there's a lot of flexibility in there, because if it would turn out that we only need two or three meetings to actually review the comments, it means we can, of course, start earlier looking at the open issues at the final report. But as I think, as James suggested, it's probably helpful to build something in maybe for the 4th September meeting to actually take stock where things are, whether we need to make further adjustments, or whether we're on track as planned.
Thank you, Marika. And before I go to Roy, I just wanted to propose that does anyone have any objections to slotting an agenda item for September 4th that we would take stock, revisit the work plan, and make sure that we're on track for Toronto? Any objections or concerns with that? silence is a consent, so I think that we'll go forward with that, Marika. So thanks, good idea there. Roy?
Maybe this is Roy for the transcript. Maybe this is already captured, but as I look through and I see review comments or continue review comments and then continued deliberations. I seem to sense from last week at the end where I guess we got down the list maybe one or two, maybe even three items. Can't remember exactly. That there was some deliberation then. Just a question to the team. Are we being careful to kind of separate out review and deliberation so that we don't wind up, you know, sort of two-thirds of the way through in mid-September?
That's a good point, Roy, and I think something we need to be mindful of. I think that the intention was to focus any continued deliberations on those issues that were identified as open questions from our initial report. I think that Simonetta and I think some others raised the concern that we don't want to go back and significantly rework our those items that we had determined were closed from the initial report, because that would be somewhat disingenuous when folks had already had a chance to comment on those. It would be somewhat of a bait and switch. I think it was Simonetta that raised that point. Maybe I may be mistaken on that, but that was certainly a phenomenon that had happened in previous working groups. So I think that was the intent, was to focus on the open questions. Does that address your concern, or should we maybe strengthen that in this work plan?
No, I think that's fine. I think we should all be mindful. Maybe it's a comment for the larger group when more people are back. Just be mindful of the time as we go through, because it's a lot of people discussing a lot of issues, and it's going to take a lot of time.
I agree, and I think we'll certainly look for you and for others to help keep us focused and keep us on track there, but also to ensure that we're not just what's the ICANN phenomenon where we get into these circular conversations that just eat up calendar without actually creating any progress.
Right.
But fortunately, that has not. I think folks have observed that it hasn't always been the case. The IRTP, I think, is a pretty good example of where that doesn't happen very often.
Okay.
I put myself in the queue for just one thought here, and I think I may have lost it. Just that, we have two more meetings in July, and then we have four meetings scheduled for August. That's six total sessions, and I'm guessing that we're going to get, this is just me being pessimistic here, I'm guessing we're going to get four and a half meaningful sessions out of those 6 weeks. Just noting that there's going to be here in the U.S., we're going to have vacations here in the last bit of July, and then the Europeans, traditionally will have a lot of holidays in August. And then there's a number of back-to-school and holiday-type activities in the U.S. again. So just from my own personal perspective, I think in those 6 weeks, we should budget for approximately 4 hours of meaningful teleconference time, and probably at least one of these abbreviated sessions like we're having today. So, any other comments regarding the work plan? I think that it's a good idea to keep us focused on the narrow issues and to set out a marker on September 4th to revisit this plan at least briefly and make sure we're on track. So we captured those. Any other thoughts or concerns? Okay. I noticed from the chat that we have picked up two new apologies. It's already a growing list of folks who can't make this call. So I would say thanks to the folks who were able to show up, and we'll give you back the balance of your hour today. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rick. There's one item on the agenda that we might want to briefly talk about, or at least maybe give people as homework, because one of the items we discussed at the last meeting is that if there is a desire or a need that the working group sees to respond to any of the comments that were received as part of the public comment forum, this would need to happen before the 25th of July. I know on the last call we had, I think, some questions on some of the comments. You know, looking at them again, I couldn't exactly recall whether what those questions were, and I didn't see any further comments on the mailing list, whether people felt that a response should be written as part of the public comment forum. So maybe that's just something to either briefly consider or otherwise send out as a reminder to the group, because if there's something that needs to be done jointly, then you know the next meeting would be the last one in order to be able to do so.
Okay, so maybe we can start a thread on the mailing list with the subject, with a deadline in the subject line, so that folks know that this is a time-sensitive issue, and we can then put that on our agenda for next week to see if we have any follow-ups, and recognizing that that window will close after our meeting next week, and so it's kind of a last, first and last chance to clarify any comments or to get follow-up like that. Okay. Any other items before we adjourn for today, folks? View is clear. I guess everyone wants to get back to their morning there. So thank you for the diehards that came in today, and we'll see everyone next week. And look for that thread on the mailing list, please.
All right. That's great. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Bye now.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sam. You're now stopped the recording. Thank you.